Becky came with a giant box of stuff. She came with her wife and two kids, but she also came with a big box of stuff.
They're over there.
Hey, guys. You were telling me that Emmy and Finn have never seen you do TV.
No, only when shooters or photographers come to the house.
Never been in a studio with you.
Yeah.
Is it a little weird to see this? Yeah, Emmy says yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Does Emmy have an Emmy?
She does not have an Emmy.
She will.
Yet. She will. Someday.
She will. I could tell.
Okay.
She says, me?
Me? No.
All right, what's in this box of crap here?
So what I have here is the worst product I've ever been sent. Ever.
Now, this is kind of amazing. You this stuff for Good Morning America, which means you probably get every crazy product ever.
The UPS man cannot figure out what is happening at our house.
This looks like a remote control
compass. Okay?
Fortune compass.
What this is I've got your birthday in here.
Okay.
And it's now going to help us figure out which areas in this room are good feng shui for you. And I just want you to know that your KUA number is 7. I have no idea what that means.
My KUA number is 7.
Okay, good to know.
That's a good number. That's lucky.
Okay, now northwest.
Northwest.
For you is success.
That's good.
If I faced
northwest, then I would be successful?
Yes, but if you face due north, you will experience frustration.
So be very careful.
Yes, so let's just do this in real time now, because I can point it in the ways that it'll show you.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
All right, okay. We're going to do this as your chair moves. I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Okay, I'm moving.
Okay, all right.
How am
frustration.
I doing?
Frustration. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I feel very frustrated
now.
Right
let me come over to where you are now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, success! Success!
Yeah!
Success!
Yes.
Okay, try putting your back to us, just because we want to check out. Okay?
How does that do?
Let's see, what are you experiencing here? Oh, relationships.
I just pooped in my shorts. That's because my wife's over there.
See?
Shouldn't turn your back
on
your wife.
She likes the back of you. Your relationship is best when you turn their back to her.
Can we do it on her?
We will eventually. Oh, okay. It's a party game. I mean, I got to enter her birthday and, you know.
How much is that?
The good news is this has gone out of business. But guess what? Now they have an app.
It's the fortune compass because an app would do the same
thing. You can do the same thing. Now. Mindful that my children are in the room, what do you think this is?
it says the Foreo.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it on. And, of course, I've seen these many times in magazines.
Oh, yes.
It's a forehead massager.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah. It's putting on quite a... This is the tooth version. Because we need this. I have no idea why, but apparently...
No, this is good for your gums.
I guess, but I mean... Do we really need to disrupt our tooth cleansing? Come on.
Does it say what it's for?
Now, this one I haven't
tested. Oh, it's from Sweden.
Ah.
Now I understand.
Please.
It's from Sweden.
Sweden.
You know the Swedes make great
stuff. Swedes. This one I have not tried yet, but this is the food sniffer. This is the food sniffer. Okay, now the idea with the food sniffer.
Yes.
Is that you? Let's say you have raw meat that you're questioning.
Whether
it's past its prime.
What I usually do is give it to Lisa and say, does this smell bad to you?
Does it smell bad, right?
Yeah.
Now you don't have to rely on another human. We're going to disrupt rotten food. And so what we've got here is you put your raw meat in a bowl, you cover it for 3 minutes, and then you jam this thing
underneath
the
cover.
Because
you've got to let the gases come out of the raw meat.
And then you hit the button,
and it'll tell you
if it's good or bad.
Should we eat Becky's hand?
I don't know. Yes, it's going to save you from that.
She looks like she's never eaten bad meat.
Never, ever.
Do you think this works? Did you bring any bad meat?
I don't know. You're the one who's barbecuing later. We'll find
out. Wait a minute. This is a USB port.
That's not a
sniffer. That's a USB port on that end.
That's
the sniffer charger. Put this end
this
in.
This part you put in.
That's the end you put in.
That's the sniffer, right?
Oh, it smells bad.
Okay, now a couple of fun things.
The sniffer is bad meat.
I'm on the fence about this, but this one kind of cracks me up. This is the StickBot. And what makes me laugh about this just showed up at the house yesterday. It's one of the first ever social media toys.
Well, it's a tripod that you would put your camera on.
Right.
And a couple of little robotic things.
StickBot is totally on trend and different from other toys because it teaches children how to use social media.
Oh, no!
Like
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
What age?
YouTube or Vimeo.
I mean, this is for kids. My kids are interested in this and they're 7. And I'm thinking, do we really need to encourage them to use social media?
You animate, you share.
I don't know.
Ages 4 and up.
Oh, yeah, you got to start them at 4 with their Instagram account.
You create, wow.
I mean, these are the things that come to the house that I just have to look at and say to myself,
look, there they are.
Why? I mean, it's not the worst toy, don't get me wrong, but the intent is like, you know, we're sitting around parents, gosh, I wish the kids would use social media more.
In just a few years, it'll be nude selfies.
If only there were a toy that could help them.
How much is, you don't know what the price is, because they don't tell you.
I don't know what the price is, but I just thought that it was
Look at that. Well, you know what it is? It's a stop action.
That's not that much. It's $9.99. I mean, it's not that much money. It just, is this a problem we needed solved?
He looks he needs something. I don't know. Maybe a sedative. Okay. Stickbot Studio.
Stickbot gone. Mm-hmm. Now, this one, I'm sure you've used these or seen these many times, but this is going to change my life as someone who makes video.
It's the Smart Lav Plus.
You just plug this thing into your iPod. I mean, sorry, your iPhone.
Oh. It's a microphone for your iPhone.
It's a lav for your iPhone.
Oh, that's great. A lavalier mic is what that is.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you're... Remember that time I was live streaming with you from that Apple event?
Yes.
And I had that
And Steve Jobs was there. And you said, Steve.
I had that crazy, like, hello, this is Operator 27. May I help you? I had that headset on. Yeah. And he came over to me. But instead, I could have had the
And he still would have ignored you, but you would have looked more professional.
Yes.
So that's interesting. Now, is it digital? It says broadcast quality audio, but it looks like... It's analog. It plugs into the microphone port on your phone, which is not as ideal as a digital, but then it would have to be lightning and all of that. So.
Well, see, it goes right into your phone.
Hey, it's made in Australia.
Where else could they put it in if it was coming from your phone? I guess they could go in through Bluetooth.
Chris, it's like you. It's made in Australia.
Has the wallaby on it. So the thing that was really interesting for me the other day is I had to go gorilla shoot in a store. For a piece that I was doing where they wouldn't give me permission to shoot. So
You do that? The ABC lawyers let you do that?
Well, because it's consumer, you know,
You're a consumer reporter. You're investigating.
I was investigating.
You have lipstick cameras in your clipboard.
Right. We used to use all those really expensive ones. But what I did is I put this into my phone.
Yeah.
And then I had someone come with their phone.
You notice that you had a microphone
on? Nobody ever notices.
Lady, you got a microphone on.
You got a fuzzy thing on. Thank you for taking the tight shot of his chest and not mine, gentlemen.
They are gentlemen.
Yes. My children are here.
So you went in there, you had your... But did you shoot video with your phone?
So get this. So I put my phone in my pocket, and I just recorded audio into voice memo. Okay?
Smart.
Someone else was recording on their iPhone.
Yeah.
We did a sync clap. We took the audio file and the video file into the edit room and married them. It looked broadcast quality.
And that's just how easy it is to be a network reporter, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it was kind of mind-boggling that because it's always been the sound that's held me back from doing that.
This is good enough that you can use it.
It says that.
It says broadcast quality.
The sound was outstanding. So, kind of interesting. $99, so that's one little
toy. Good enough for ABC, folks.
I mean, come on. Do I have any other goodies I wanted to show you? Well, I got one more thing.
What was the bit, by the way, on, are we going to see this in Good Morning America?
Oh, it aired already.
It's from Rode. Rode makes great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
These guys make great podcast microphones. Yeah, I like Rode.
One other thing that I brought in that I wanted to talk a little bit about, I went to The Verge, and I was checking out their back-to-school guide.
Yeah.
I didn't quite agree with it.
What did they
Everything was so expensive.
Yeah.
Everything they had on there was double the price you could get it for if you were trying to be reasonable.
But see, you're a consumer reporter.
Right.
You understand that.
Right. And it bugged me because I think when people go back to school, what they care is about price point a lot of times.
Right.
Not just like, let me buy the sky's the limit. So this, I think, is interesting. This is something new in the back to school space. This is from Epson. And they have a new printer that you do not have to refill inkjet cartridges for 2 years. Okay.
I read about this. It's already out. By the way, we should mention Epson is a sponsor. So, but you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I read about this.
And this is amazing because Epson, like many other printer companies for a long time, sold the printers so cheaply and they made it up on the ink.
Right.
But they ain't going to do that this time.
No. So here's the money here. Okay. If you buy this for $380, it comes with all this ink and you will not replace ink for 2 years, right? So... If you were to get a regular printer and buy the inkjet cartridges, it would cost you about $850. We're talking about $380 for this plus the printer or a cheap printer plus cartridges that would cost you about $830.
Whoa.
So it's a big difference. And then when you go into
They're giving up a lot of profit.
That's what's really amazing is they just have said, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And then what
Now,
they,
how much the printer is how much?
$380, including okay. 2 years ink supply.
Wow. See, that's half the cost. That's
right.
amazing.
And then imagine if you have to buy refills, then you go into like, what is it, $60-$70 for this? As opposed to you're paying another $800
everybody
on
Everybody should
cartridges.
Do this. And you know what? Epson's smart because what will happen is all the other companies now look like they're ripping you off and everybody will buy an Epson. I mean, everybody's going to have to do this, right?
It's really interesting because it just takes one person to stop the collusion. And
right.
I think that was what this really
right
becomes
on.
Kind of everybody buying into
That's
the
great.
Razor and razor blade
market. What's funny is there was always an
aftermarket
add-on for Epson photographic printers
huh.
that would allow you to print lots of photographs. And it was just like that. It was a big reservoir. It was elaborate. It was kind of ugly. It was a messy setup. They obviously were inspired by that because you can see off the right-hand side of the printer, there's
yeah.
got a reservoir. Tank
I don't know how
area,
this opens, but yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, and we love Epson printers, so that's a very nice.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm going to give it a run. I just got this yesterday, that's why I don't have it set up. But I'm going to give it
well,
a
come
run.
Come back in
see.
2 years and tell
I'm
us.
I'm
going to
let you know.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What
I'm
is
also,
that?
Well, I don't know. Does your back still hurt you when you do your show? You know, you used
my
to have,
back never hurt.
Well, then
me.
Why'd you have the ball that you were always?
Oh, I
on
just
about?
Like to bounce.
Oh, I thought you had back pain because. What
is this for lumbar
well, yeah.
support?
So I did this story on posture. So you have two options. You can wear this.
I'll wear that.
Yeah, it's
that's attractive.
It's a man bra, but it's actually.
That's for men.
It's a lady bra.
Oh, okay.
But there are posture.
It looks
bras
like a sport bra.
And posture shirts, which remind you to have good
they
posture.
They force you to sit up.
Right.
Yeah.
Or. This is kind of an interesting concept. I'm going to stand up here, guys.
Okay.
Don't you worry about this. I won't attack Leo. The idea with posture is, now sit back.
Yeah. Oh, it forces me forward a little
right,
bit.
Right. So the idea, this is from this woman called Esther Gokhale, who's like the Silicon Valley posture guru.
You always wanted us to do ergonomic segments
I know,
of this
God,
show.
I should have.
I hate
it's
ergonomic
such
segments.
Bad TV. Leo, 25 million Americans
know,
suffer from back pain.
I know.
But the whole problem is, this is so interesting, is we think of... Get the side shot here, if you guys can. We think of sitting in a chair as tucking our bums underneath
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and
like
pushing
this, right?
your shoulders back.
And then your back kind
That's
of
bad.
Makes a
That's
C
slumping.
Curve, right?
Yeah, and that is actually why I sit on a ball, is to force you to sit upright.
That's right. And what yeah. she says is get your behind and
yeah.
sit like a J.
Sit
so it goes
like a
down
J?
Is and that then a J.
Jerk?
No.
Jewel?
Yes, your jewel. Is You're sitting on your jewel. And so you get your spine straight. Your behind, and that little pillow or rolled up towel behind
I like
your
this.
Behind
so,
here.
So, what we usually do is
forward.
We put it under our lumbar
yes.
region, and that actually is not what you want to
no,
do.
No, that creates
you want to
too
sit
much...
forward a little bit, not
mm-hmm.
bench.
Yeah, Gokhale method. If you ever, for those of you that are interested in sit a lot, go check it out. Gokhale method.
I have a back to school item too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just realized I had them bring it out to me because
oh.
I spent this was not cheap, $99. It was a big Kickstarter project. And I think, what is it that kids want to do when they're in school, especially when you're in the library?
Oh, God.
You'd like to...
is this some Star Wars?
You'd like to nap
what?
More. So this
what?
Is a special napping device. it lets you sleep on your face. It's
extremely...
Why? What are you laughing at?
Why?
It's extremely comfortable. No,
how is that
it's
possibly
good.
Comfortable? Why do you need to put your hands through
Wait,
there?
Are you try it. You got
what?
We got a little leak. I'm sorry. There's a little leak.
A
the
leak?
Balls are coming out. But
there's balls?
Yeah, there's little. Well, it's microfiber balls.
Now, do I put my arms?
No. Just put it over your head first.
Oh, head
yeah,
first. Okay.
Head first.
All right. Okay.
Because there's a face hole.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
I think you should try this on
okay.
Good Morning America.
Okay.
They've come out since then
okay.
with a. There you go. Now put your face on the. Put your face on the table, just like a student,
okay.
and then you put your arms in the holes, and you see how comfortable that is?
You know what?
Night-night, Becky.
You're right.